Today in Business from Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is sponsored by Cloud Optimizer.
As we migrated more of our business to the cloud, we were seeing expenses go up, but we couldn't pinpoint the cause. It seemed less of a cloud, more of a fog. That's why we brought on Cloud Optimizer, and they saved the day.
Are you seeing your cloud hosting bills go up and you're not sure why? It's time to put Cloud Optimizer to work for you. Cloud Optimizer analyzes usage patterns, right-sizes resources, leverages discounts you may not be aware of, implements automation, and much more. And by reducing unnecessary expenses and maximizing performance, Cloud Optimizer guarantees you a savings of 5 times what you spend for their service.
With Cloud Optimizer, we have our spend under control, our company is more agile, profitable, and we're getting peak performance from our cloud.
Make the cloud work for you with Cloud Optimizer. Get a free assessment and find out how much you can save by going to cloudoptimizer.com. Go to cloudoptimizer.com for your free assessment. That's cloudoptimizer.com.
Today in Business from Wired. Intel's ambitious plan to regain chip-making leadership. The company announced a strategy that involves new machinery and new technologies. It may get a boost from the U.S. government. By Will Knight. Intel has spent the past few years lurching from one misstep to another and even had to outsource the manufacturing of its latest chips to one of its biggest rivals. Now, in order to recapture its former glory, the company is betting it can execute a series of tricky manufacturing shifts. But it's also hoping that a rebranding campaign will convince people that it isn't so far behind the competition after all. Intel CEO Pat Gelsinger laid out a roadmap for several generations of chips at an event Monday. It includes new technologies designed to help the company compete with TSMC, a Taiwanese chipmaker that currently makes the most advanced and high-performance computer chips, as well as Samsung in South Korea. The roadmap includes a timeline that will allow executives and outsiders to measure Intel's progress. In an early sign of success, Intel said Qualcomm and Amazon had agreed to be customers for its new foundry business, where Intel will manufacture chips for other companies. Intel said it will begin making chips for those companies in 2024. Gelsinger had announced plans for the foundry business in March, shortly after he rejoined the company where he was once CTO. However, in an embarrassing measure of how the company has fallen behind, Intel also plans to outsource the manufacturing of its most advanced chips to TSMC. Gelsinger said Intel will adopt a new naming scheme for coming generations of chips. Currently, the chipmakers refer to new chipmaking processes, or nodes, using a nanometer scale, with Intel currently using what's known as a 10-nanometer process, and TSMC using what it calls a 5-nanometer process. The nanometer scale once referred to the actual size of a transistor gate, with continued shrinkage guaranteeing better performance. A nanometer is 1/1,000,000th of a meter. A human hair is 50,000 to 100,000 nanometers thick. One of Intel's founders, Gordon Moore, famously stated in 1965 that progress in chipmaking could be measured by the ability to shrink roughly twice as many transistors onto a chip every 2 years. But the nanometer scale no longer refers to actual distances on a chip. And Intel and others say that its current chips perform like those made on TSMC's 7-nanometer process. It plans to adopt a naming scheme that reflects this, with a new version of its 10-nanometer due this year called Intel 7 that the company says will deliver 10 to 15% better performance per watt of power. The generations beyond that, to come in 2023 and 2024, will be called Intel 4 and Intel 3. There's always the question of where the marketing ends and where the engineering begins, but this is grounded very deeply in engineering reality, Gelsinger told Wired ahead of Monday's announcement. Stacey Razgon, an analyst with Bernstein Research, says the technical roadmap presented by Gelsinger seems promising, but it will ramp up pressure on the company to execute. This is all great, but the danger is going to be they stick their neck out and it goes wrong again, he says. Intel made a series of blunders under its previous leadership. The company was slow to adapt to the shift to mobile computing, which saw it lose market share to ARM, which makes blueprints for energy-efficient chips used by companies including Apple, which uses ARM-based chips for the iPhone, the iPads, and some Macs. Intel was also caught off guard by the rise of artificial intelligence. NVIDIA, a fabless chip company, capitalized on this trend with chips specialized for AI computations. NVIDIA overtook Intel by market capitalization in July 2020. On the manufacturing side, Intel was slower than TSMC to adopt the latest method for etching features into silicon, known as extreme ultraviolet lithography, or EUV. Monday, the company said it would ramp up use of EUV and had secured the first next-generation EUV machine from ASML, a Dutch company that is the only maker of EUV machines. The initiative will be costly because each EUV machine costs around $120 million. But Intel's comeback plan has national significance and may receive a helping hand. A recent shortage of chips has highlighted the importance of silicon to the global economy. The U.S. government is also concerned that manufacturing of the latest chips, which will be vital to emerging technologies including 5G and AI, is concentrated in Asia. So the U.S. government, which is mulling a $52 billion investment into the U.S. semiconductor industry, is keen for Intel to regain its edge. It's very important because they're the only American company who can manufacture at the leading edge, says Dan Hutchison, CEO of VLSI Research, an analyst firm. That's what really has the DoD worried. The technology changes laid out in the roadmap include a new transistor design and a new way of delivering power to a chip, both slated to debut in 2024 under the name Intel 20A, which references the sub-nanometer angstrom scale. The new transistor design, called Ribbon FET, has a stack of several ribbon-shaped channels passing through a gate. A technology called Power Via allows power to be delivered to a chip from below rather than above on a silicon wafer. Both should allow more performance and efficiency to be squeezed out of a piece of silicon. Intel is also developing new ways of stacking the components in a chip together that promise improved performance and design flexibility. But Hutchison says each of these innovations will require a manufacturing learning curve. And while the roadmap looks promising, he notes that Intel needs to show that it can bring them to market. They need to get some scores on the scoreboard and move forward, he says.
Like what you learned? Subscribe everywhere you listen to podcasts and get more business news at wired.com/business.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.